Chapter 3. The Joys of English.
英语乐趣。
Unit 1. Ancient Chinese Wisdom.
古老的中国智慧。
Once upon a time, in ancient China, the emperor was seriously ill. None of his esteemed physicians could find a cure, until an ancient sage revealed that only the blood of a living foo bird could restore the imperial health. Now, the foo bird was extremely rare, almost legendary, and the greatest hunters in the land were assigned the task of capturing a specimen. But before they left on their quest, the ancient sage warned them that if one of them were fortunate enough to catch the bird, he should on no account clean or change his clothing till he had presented his prize to the emperor. The hunter scoured the empire, and after several months, the greatest of them spotted a magnificent foo perched high in a tree. Using all his skill, the huntsman snuck up on the bird and managed to seize it by the claws. But soon, the startled creature left a huge, odious blob of excrement on the hunter's shoulder. Though the stench was almost unbearable, the woodsman remembered the sage's injunction and carried his double burden all the way back to court. By that time, the odor had only become worse, and the hunter was deeply embarrassed. Finally, he felt that he could not enter the emperor's presence in such a state, and wiped the offending substance from his shoulder. Instantly, the foo bird fell over dead. The emperor took a turn for the worse, and the hunter was clapped in irons. And the moral of the story is, if the foo shits, wear it.